Hello and welcome to this week's show of Underrated. I'm your host, Sasha Bateman, and this show should go out today's the 29th, so the 30th. So this is my kind of, I've done my kind of wrap up of last year in the show between Christmas and now, and now I'm going to do my predictions. I did this last year. I predicted it would be the year of the cowboy. It wasn't as much as I thought it would be. I don't know what this year has been. It hasn't been a pinpoint trend, really. I think there has been that sort of Western style. But my prediction for next year in terms of this style, I think there's been a trend where every year it feels like we're going in a decade. So I feel like 2021 was like 80s, and then 2022 was like 90s, 2023... No, that's not right. Basically, my prediction is, I think we're in our trend cycle, it's matching a time from before. So it's matching like the 80s or whatever. Because there was a massive like, 80s thing in the 2020, 2021. Then it was kind of 90s, 2021, 2022, 2023. 2024 has felt like maybe late 90s. We're getting into like, there's been a lot of revival of like grunge, I feel like, which is 90s. So I think we're getting into early 2000s territory. I think we're 2025 is reflecting the early 2000s, because it's been 25 years since the year 2000. I was born in 2007, so yeah, we're getting into that territory. And I think music wise too, I think there's been sort of a revival in the UK of like that sort of era of like rave music, which I've been kind of getting a vibe of from people I know. And then I also feel like we are getting a revival of people like Lily Allen. We're getting sort of like talking pop stars. So they've got the voice, but they're like, it's kind of reflective music of the time you're living in, but it's also really sarky. So I've been seeing people like Lola Young pop up, and also I've been talking about Daisy V. Cook. Like, I think it's also, we're going like down the Amy Winehouse route because we got Ray. So I feel like that's what we're going down. We're going down the, like, it's kind of that post, like, grunge. I'm not that qualified to talk about this. People are probably listening and they live through these times. They're like, what's she talking about? But we're going to that sort of, like, messy girl era. That's what I'm thinking. I think 2025 is going to be, like, the early 2000s. It was very, like, fun and crazy, like with Charlie XCX and stuff. So I'm going to start by playing you some rave music from my, just using my rave mix off Spotify, if I'm being honest. But these are all either new modern songs or they're like older classic drum and bass tracks. So I'm going to put some Nia Archives. I'm going to put The Dare, because I think it's going to kind of be the year of The Dare, because Charlie's had her time. I think The Dare is the extension of that, so I'm going to put a few The Dare songs. I'm just going to give you some random tracks and I hope you enjoy. So for the next 15-20 minutes or so, we're going to go for the rave vibes. Maybe that's what next year is going to be, so prepare yourselves.
I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and bad girls. Girls with no buns. Girls that's mean just for funds. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to. That's what's up. Girls, small girls, girls with call girls, girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too. Wanna put me in a cage? I'll probably fuck a hole in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so kinky that they. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and. Girls with no buns, cause it's me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I like the girls who do drugs. I like the girls who like to lie, that they girls who much hair on their to clog the drain. I like girls who got degrees, girls on killing sprees. I like girls who got a bone to pick with me. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and buy guns, girls with no buns, girls with me just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I like girls who like to.
slowly eat grass and all the air. Holding all the life, take another step, lose another fight, and it hits me deep where you don't see me.
All these winter springs.
Hello. This is actually about a week later because there was a lot of technical difficulties, but I'm back. So it's not going out on the 30th, it's going out on the... Today is the 4th, so it's going out on the 6th, which is the day I go back to college after Christmas. But I added... It was some sort of ravey, but they were more just drum and bass and like maybe a little bit of jungle, a little bit of electronic music. So I kind of misadvertised what I just played. But... a massive trend I've seen like since the new year is that like this is the year, like 2020 thrive, that's what people are calling it. I really like that, to be honest, and that this is kind of like a year of self-growth, which I've like, obviously you see that every year with new year's resolutions and stuff like that, but this feels like particularly like let's glow up, let's like get better kind of thing. And I've just seen it, like every video I see is like, we're gonna rebrand. That's kind of the word, the rebranding for this year, getting thrown around on social media, which is like, you know, a very strong sort of thing to do, rebrand your entire self. You know, not that I'm particularly doing it, but I just wanted to highlight that that's what I think's going to happen. I think, but you know, it never lasts, but you don't know, it might last this year. So I'm going to play some sort of like confident songs, like songs that you'd hype yourself up with sort of thing, like some Sabrina Carpenter. This is kind of like the pop, mainstream pop kind of section, which I think... Again, like with people like Sabrina Carpenter, it is just on the uprisal so much. And with this whole sort of like clean girl, like clean cut, it feels like pop is the perfect genre for that. So I'm going to play you some just like general sort of pop, maybe a bit of R&B with people like Flo. Just sort of songs to hype you up and make you feel yourself. Because that is, you know, what everyone hopes for every year. But 2025 seems to be... particularly the year of rebranding. So I hope you enjoy these pop and R&B songs for you.
He speeding a rape, all his hand on my... He touching a milio poochie. Doing good, I'm Gucci. Fly to Asia, he feeding me sushi. When we f***ing, it feel like a movie. Raw bitch ain't never been a groupie. Still phone a who I like my bougie. Tell me you'll never wanna lose me. 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 Keep me a Haitian, I love me a soul. I've been thinking about you on the road. We having wrists on the boat. He hit it back to back like it's dope. How you gon' prove you could treat me right? You stole my heart like a thief in the night. Yeah, he my man, he was never your type. If you try me, it's on sight. He told the Uzi, but he acting real bougie. I like to fight over, don't get hit with a two-piece. You know you can call if you need me. Tell me you ain't never ever leaving. When I suck it, I look in your eyes. You better f***. Tell me you'll never wanna lose me. 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 Tell me you'll never wanna lose me.
Just say as well, I really think we're seeing an uprisal of female rappers like Glorilla and Doechii, so I'm going to include some of them in here as well because I think they fit into this category of like self-empowerment. So I hope you enjoy.
Hey, I thought it was all over.
What's up, Doechii?
Hey girl,
you know it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since like your last EP. worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that I was kind of that outlet for you, so...
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019, nice clean, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wifey. I was so confused, what should Dochi do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Think he slicked back till I slipped back. Got my lick back, turned it to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah. Okay. Platinum record this, viral record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in a gang, but I'm always on set. This watch drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what beef? I need a cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No, it's a...
No?
It's a natural plan.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
You wanna talk about it?
I like pills, I like drugs, I like getting money, I like strippers, I like to fuck, I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood, I like doing Hollywood, snorted Bollywood, what can I say, the works, it feels good, and my self-worth's at an all-time low, and just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned, whoopsie, made a oopsie, $100,000 oops, made me loopy, I ain't a killer, but don't push me, don't wanna have to turn a thick of guts into soup.
Whoa. Okay, Dochi. We don't want to revert back into our old ways. So we're going to try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right,
when I breathe, you breathe, all right? Let's go.
I won't give. Cause a bitch can't wreck me, ready. When well, I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my chick is your daddy. Clock that T, catch it. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on I'm showing my I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P, I be see, run back to me cause you born to cause a layover, I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I change destination. These be crazy, I don't blame them. I'm a dog too, I don't wanna change him. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin and tail. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, don't claim me. Hate it, tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin and tail.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then don't keep it. I don't get left, I'ma leave him. Love me like Justin Bieber. Go mad, go mad, go mad. Go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad.
Get him glow, 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 get him glow.
Me, y'all know what the f*** going on. Who, who? Oh, come, come, oh, come, come.
I would be complex, I would be cool. They'd say I played the field before I found someone to commit to. And that would be okay for me to do. Every conquest I had made would make me more of a boss to you. I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man, I'd be the man. They say I hustled, put in the work. They wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? And they would toast to me, or let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. About raking in dollars and getting and models, and it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a not a bother. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
You know that,
and I'm so sick of them coming at me again. If I was a man,
if I was a man,
then I'd be the man.
I'd be the man.
Hello, I'm back. That was a bit of pop. Very, very mainstream sort of things there for you. But now I'm going to play somebody who I think is on track to become a star in 2025. This artist is called Leon Thomas, and he's sort of similar to like Frank Ocean in ways. People have compared him to that, but like not the exact same, maybe a bit more like electronic. And on the 27th of September, he released an album called Mutt, and the song Mutt has become fairly popular. And I just think, I listened through the album and it is just amazing. Like, it's been on my radar a lot recently, and I think that is somebody who I can really see. Oh, I think I accidentally played one of his songs on my phone right now, but I really can see him getting that growth. I don't know much. Let's research. Let's do the little research thing we do on here sometimes to find out more about him. But to be honest, I've like reflected in the last year, and there has been some people I've sort of put on the show, and they have very much sort of picked up like since I've put them on the show. So like, for example, Wonder Horse, I feel like I sort of put them on in about August, and then they really gained traction like in the autumn and throughout the winter. And I really do think that that wasn't like a prediction on my behalf, because they were already gaining that sort of fan base, but I feel like I was sort of on it. And that's what I like about it being underrated, because like when you actually see people you really think deserve to have that fame get it, it's so like, it's such a lovely feeling. And it's the same with Lola Young. I put Lola Young on here, and one of my first shows I put Conceited, and she's now like literally blowing up. I think she is the biggest pop star for 2025. Like, if she releases music, she can really sort of make it her year. But Leon Thomas, funnily enough, I did not realise, was on Victorious. So Victorious was one of the shows on Nickelodeon. Hey Josh, your boy Leon Thomas. This is him talking.
Thank you so much for locking in with all of my music.
So I don't know if it's the same person. I kind of don't believe this. Leon Thomas Mutt. No, it is actually him. So Victorious was a show on like Nickelodeon, and I watched it when I was younger. I watched it on Amazon Prime, I think. But a lot of people I know, like my age, sort of grew up on Victorious, and he's now. Oh, and he's produced stuff like Snooze by SZA, like massive, massive things. Like won Grammys for producing. He was like producing Ariana Grande, Drake. Wow. So he's now sort of, his own music is gaining that traction. That's really exciting. I had no idea. That's so funny. Well, this is, I forgot what his name was in Victorious. Let's find it. Andre Harris. Yeah, that was his name. Sorry, I'm just like reading through this. I'm trying to sort of commentate as I'm doing this, but he was born in New York City, and he made his Broadway debut at age 10 as young Simba. So yeah, he's had a really full career, so maybe he's not that underrated, but I think maybe his solo career is something that is underrated. So I'm gonna play a few songs from the album Mutt, and I hope you enjoy. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. Before we start, I'm also giving you a disclaimer. For the next 10 minutes, there will be swearing, light swearing. But if that makes you uncomfortable in any way, shape or form, please tune out and come back in about 10 minutes where it will all be clean again. But for this particular instance, I can't find clean versions. But I really do think it is worth having a listen if you don't mind.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm
where my blunt is. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting. But I let my guard down for you. Said I'll put my guard down for you. Said I'll be my own above, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time, what's the rush?
I just got off the stage of the Grammy. but you'd always find one to say. Oh, sometimes it's hard to believe God really sent you my way, yeah. And if the best ever as I do, oh, I do. Cause after all the things I've been through, I can ask for much more than true. I'm learning everything that I knew. Now I know God took his time on you. Oh, I do, yeah, I do, oh, I do. Oh, I do, oh, I do, oh, I do. Oh, I do. Eyes like that should never be filled with tears. Lies don't deserve you, cover your ears. I won't desert you, you'll see what you hear. God, losing you are the only two things I fear. Kiss you in the moment, seconds turn to minutes, faster minutes turn to hours. How did all this time get past? But before I'm out of time with you, I flip the hourglass. If I could sell my Bible time with you, then I'd sell everything I have. Oh, yeah. Oh, gave you 1,000 reasons to leave, but you'd always find one to say. Oh, ever as I do, oh, I do. Cause after all the things I've been through, I can ask for much more than true. I'm learning everything that I knew. Now I know God took his time on you.
Then one day his heart was stolen by a demon. He never returned to complete his apprenticeship, and from that day forward he has been using his magic for entirely selfish reasons.
That boy is extremely dangerous.
His powers are far too great for someone without a heart.
hope you guys enjoyed Leon Thomas. And for the last 7 minutes of the show, I'm going to play two songs for you by somebody, again, I think is really going to gain traction as a big mainstream artist this year, and that is Raven Lay, who is gaining quite a lot of popularity for her song Love Me Not, which I absolutely love. But she's also got a really good track called Genius, and her whole album is incredible. And she's worked with Rex Orange County, so she's kind of on that indie level now, but she's got an R&B pop feel, and I really think that she's gonna succeed. Enjoy Raven Lay, and I hope you have a wonderful 2025. I'll be with you throughout the year as much as I can, and yeah, enjoy.
Sorry, at the end of the night, wake up in the morning.